This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Let's imagine, science has been successful to make us happy. Yes, I am talking about a machine or a potion whereby either pressing a button or drinking the potion, you would become happy. Would you use it? The answer, I am sure, would be no. Hello everyone. Today, I am your host, Dr. Violet, and today we are here to unravel the science behind happiness. Happiness is an emotional impact of a human experience. It is a subjective experience. What brings excitement to one person will not necessarily bother another. But from a psychological aspect, it is necessary to understand the state of mind. When one thinks about happiness, it's related to a person's joy, contentment, and satisfaction or pleasure, which sometimes may be momentarily or it can extend over the period of a lifetime. It's not necessary that happiness has to be expressed in order to be enjoyed. If the soul is happy, the person is happy. It is an internal feeling which varies from mild satisfaction to great euphoria. Let's try to answer this question. What makes one happy? The key to happiness are acts of kindness to others, social contact, celebrating moments with family and friends, spending money on others actually gives more happiness than spending on yourself. The science of happiness. It is the scientific study of what all can make a person happy. This study was pioneered by Mihaly in the late 1980s. It is believed that the science of happiness came through the evolution of psychology. It came into existence by the pioneers who were psychologists, though it also owes its existence to other disciplines, including emotion study, humanism, and the humanities, more important of which is philosophy. Just think about the last time when you were in the best of your spirits, when you were happy. Were you alone? Were you with friends, colleagues, in home, outdoor? At the end of this podcast, just revisit that memory. I am certain you will have new insight as to what made that moment happy. Further, you will get to know more about it and can train your brain towards more of it. The happiness of the world relies on the happiness within every individual, you and me, each one of us, and how we act, share, and voice the importance of happiness for everyone. Happiness can be cultured and nurtured with practice. Can we train ourselves to become happier? The science says yes. The level of our happiness is in turn dependent on the genes, their interactions, our surrounding, our everyday circumstances, and our reaction to it. Each one of us has the power to take control of one's happiness by choosing our thoughts, behaviors, and actions. Recent research suggests that by practicing positive emotional qualities, such as kindness and mindfulness, we can build lasting habits that increase our resilience and improve our happiness levels. 40% of our happiness is determined not by genetic factor, but by our daily activities. What do we need to let go of our brains to feel happy? Being perfect? Perfectionism involves inappropriate levels of expectations and often produces problems for adults, adolescents, and children. So it needs to be out of our brain. Comparison with peers often makes us feel at the losing end. But yes, healthy comparison is advantageous, which helps to find good qualities of others and then work hard to imbibe those qualities. However, the best comparison for happiness is with ourselves. Always try to make yourself better than what you were in the past. Material achievements. If our happiness is attached to material things and material wealth, it can be dangerous, as we can lose our happiness if our material circumstances change. So let's chuck all these out of our brain. Have you ever wondered whether it is possible to measure happiness? Many psychologists have researched this question, and the answer is yes. Happiness can be measured by three different factors. The first is the presence of positive emotions. Then, it is the absence of negative emotions. And the most crucial is life satisfaction. I am going to share some science-backed strategies for more happiness. Enhance social connections. People with very close and strong relationships are much happier, both physically and mentally, compared to the ones who are less well connected. The researchers believe that good relationships result in lower levels of stress hormones and less chronic inflammation. Quality relationships are better predictors of a long and happy life than higher IQ or genetics. Today, we are in the era of social sites like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So enhancing social connections is quite simple. But what is important is it should be a healthy one. Daniel Gilbert, most popularly known as the Harvard Happiness Expert, had very beautifully explained, "The presence of family is what makes us happy. We are happy when we have friends and all other aspects of life that we think make us happy are just a few ways of further increasing our family or friends." Show kindness. Sonja Yubormisky, a professor, through her research concluded, engaging oneself in random acts of kindness can make you feel happier. Performing small, random acts of kindness during your day can make one happy. It can be complimenting your coworker or his, her attire, or encouraging them in work, or making a morning's breakfast for your loved ones before starting with your day's work. Express gratitude. Always take time to count your blessings. Doesn't matter big or small. Just make a note of three things you are grateful for at the end of each day and why they happened. It leads to an increase in happiness. Practice self-compassion. It is one of the most daunting tasks. Draw the to-do list. So one needs to be present at the moment. Stop living in the past or being overtly anxious. thinking about the future. Understand that failures are a part of life and everyone experiences it in one or another way. Have a warm, supportive inner voice rather than a self-critical one. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is being aware of where we are, what we do, and to be in present. It prevents us from being overly reactive or overwhelmed by what's going on around us. Mindfulness can be cultivated through meditation. When you all get a day off, just don't aim to finish the household chores instead. Try some of these happy activities, like something you do when you're alone, such as reading, listening to music, or dancing. Something you do with others, such as taking a stroll in the park, going out for coffee, or watching a movie. Something meaningful, such as volunteering in charity work, or talking to a friend who's struggling with some issues. So, Biotechnicians, what are the steps you are taking to make yourself and others happier? Do share your views. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more discussions on the platform of Voice of Biotechnica.